Let's do what we can to continue staying nicely embodied as we come into the sitting. Feeling the touch points where body makes contact with floor, chair, cushion, bench. Letting the breath help us to settle in a little more deeply. So letting go of the out-breath. Breathing in fully with the in-breath. And as you're ready, just letting the breath settle and be as it is. Now, on this day with a focus on intentions for this moment, this day, for this new autumn season, we want to bring those goodly intentions back to mind and heart to help us with our practice now. We want to remember the basic intentional attitudes of mindfulness practice, of being openly curious and kindly towards all that should arise. And we want to, as best we can, do this without getting tight and without getting fearful. Oh, I'll intend this, but things don't work out for me. We be careful about those stories. Here's a sweet little poem that I think speaks to that nice balancing of intention and hope, so that we can let go of fearing the worst. It's called Sometimes. Sometimes things don't go, after all, from bad to worse. Some years, muscadel faces down frost. Green thrives. The crops don't fail. Sometimes a man aims high and all goes well. A people sometimes will step back from war, elect an honest man, decide they care enough that they can't leave some stranger poor. Some men become what they were born for. Sometimes our best efforts do not go amiss. Sometimes we do as we meant to. Sometimes we do as we meant to. The sun will sometimes melt a field of sorrow that seemed hard frozen. May it happen to you. So, continuing to be embodied is a way to really actualize those intentions, set the conditions. Feeling your posture, remembering those nice posture instructions we had earlier, where we really plant ourselves. We roll our shoulders up, back, and down, loosening them. Shoulder blades nice and flat to the back. That nice lift to the chest. That lift to the chest can give us a feeling of some of the courage we may be very much needing. And the head nicely balanced on the neck, with the eyes soft and downwards. And going inward with the breathing. Letting the breathing ground us in the present moment, along with the felt sense of body. So just feel the breath wherever it's easy for you. And letting the sense of breathing in and breathing out ground you in the present moment and be that home base to return to as the attention wanders. As a way to hone our awareness and give ourselves a chance to settle, we might allow ourselves to notice the beginning of the out-breath, of the out-breath. Can you feel that split second when the out-breath begins? Can you feel the length of the out-breath, that middle part, all the way down? Can you feel the end of the out-breath? Coming back as attention wanders, no big deal. for a split second before the beginning of the in-breath, there's a pause. Can you notice that? Between the ending and the beginning. The ending of the out-breath, the beginning of the in-breath, a little pause. And then we can notice the beginning of the in-breath. In the middle part of the in-breath, length of the in-breath. And then, of course, the end of the in-breath. And that little pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. Feeling all of the breath, beginning, middle, end, pause, beginning, middle, end, pause. Again and again and again. But notice that we began by noticing the out breath with the ending of a breath. In order to take a new breath, we must end a breath. We must let it happen. Letting be with the out-breath. Create space for the in-breath, the new life. And if it is helpful for you, you might expand that awareness around the breath in one location to take in the whole of the body. Whatever is helpful and stabilizing for you. Now, as you've been practicing, you may have encountered difficulties, troubling thoughts, troubling emotions, some forms of stress, of suffering. And the invitation now is to allow ourselves to open to this. If you feel like you're steady enough, this opening to the stress, the suffering of our lives is actually an act of letting go. So Jon Kabat-Zinn says, letting go is only possible if we can bring awareness and acceptance to the nitty-gritty of just how stuck we can get. We open in those sticky moments, capture them in awareness, and recognize that when we get caught up in either pursuing and clinging or condemning and rejecting in seeking gain. And so, allowing ourselves to touch something nitty-gritty. If you feel ready and able, we'll use the rain practice. But with the rain, we'll add a G in front of it, which is to ground. So grounding in the body, really feeling those touch points again. Grounding in the breathing. And then the R of rain is to recognize, what is that nitty-gritty that needs to be opened to be understood? It is through understanding that we can start to let go. Giving it a name, perhaps, that difficulty. And for these few moments, the A of rain is to really allow it in, to accept, yes, it's here. Or I've invited you in. I'm going to allow you in. And the I of rain is, now I'll investigate. I'll check you out, difficulty. And with the investigation, we let go of the story around the difficulty, and we open to the felt sense of the difficulty in the body, investigating, exploring all the ways in the body it's showing. And investigate all the places it's showing. And as we do this, we do our best to engage the N of rain, to not identify, meaning to not take it all as who I am. It's not the whole story of my life or myself. It's not all of who I am. And indeed, it's actually nature rolling on. All different ends of rain. Maybe there are particular spots where the difficulty really manifests strongly. We might zero in on those regions, explore them more, breathe in and out of them perhaps. Can we let go of this difficulty being other than how it is in this moment, this precise moment? As Jon Kabat-Zinn says, can we make the conscious decision to release with full acceptance into the stream of present moments as they are unfolding, allowing things to be as they are? And he says, it's akin to letting your palm open to unhand something you have been holding on to. This may or may not be possible. The intention is all. So take a few moments with that investigation. Rarely do we fully release, settle an issue in one sitting. We may need to come back to this again and again. That's fine. And so gently releasing the difficulty, letting it be. Letting it be just as it is for now. And coming back into breath and body as a whole. Really noticing the fullness of the out-breath all the way to its end. The fullness of the in-breath all the way to its end. All the endings and beginnings of breathing. as we begin to end this practice, can you resolve to begin anew into the next moments, regardless of how the practice ensued for you? Remembering all we have is each moment, and each moment offers us the opportunity to begin anew.